Belgium saw an estimated 500 citizens leave for Islamist battlefields, the most per capita in Europe. Many, if not most of those, have died. Others will stay fighting until they do. Iraqi authorities are holding some, but more than 100 have returned to Belgium, making many communities nervous. Earlier returnees trying to reintegrate in society are aware of the stigma and reluctant to be identified. Antwerp City Councillor Hisham Elmzer knows some of them personally and asked them to share their stories with me. Nobody was willing to speak.
Many of them came back with a huge feeling of shame. And they don't want to show that or to show their name or to be on TV to say, okay, I went there and I was a fool and I came back.
There are some exceptions. Charleroi native Laura Pessoni was all over TV in 2016, publicizing her book about being an Islamic State militant's bride in Syria. She'd gone there with a new husband and her four-year-old son. Pessoni said she'd had no idea what she was getting into and decided to escape when her little boy showed her how he'd been taught to behead a teddy bear. Now Pessoni occasionally visits schools as part of the Belgian government's anti-radicalization efforts, but she declined our multiple requests for an interview. Some returnees have other motives for staying in the shadows. Those are the ones that worry Hisham Elmzer and Antwerp's Muslim community.
They don't want us to see that they are back, and they, to be honest, they don't show any feeling of shame. They are more frustrated about the fact that IS and their caliphate is losing. But they are here.
That describes returnee Michael Delafortri precisely. In 2013, he spent 2 months with the so-called Islamic State in Syria, but came back to Belgium to see his wife, he said. He was arrested and tried, but set free after receiving a suspended sentence. Delafortri also wrote a book and gave many interviews, like this one on Euronews, praising IS and life in the so-called caliphate.
I did something wrong in the first place. The only thing I maybe can complain myself is that I came back because I had a life over there.
We couldn't speak to Delafortri as he's in prison on charges unrelated to his time in Syria. But that willingness to be interviewed has dried up. Sources tell me returnees and their families are urged to keep a low profile by Belgian authorities, and even more ominously, by others watching from the war zone. The brother of a Belgian fighter gave a television interview a couple of years ago with his identity disguised. Islamic State supporters found him anyway and beat him badly as a warning to others to keep quiet. Local communities are having to figure out how to deal with people who return. Vilvoorde, just north of Brussels, is far ahead of most. Many youths left this suburb to join IS. Mayor Hans Bonte has known most of them all their lives and takes a personal interest in their futures. He visits those sentenced to prison to make sure they understand their choices. Bonte warns them that after their release, they will be under constant scrutiny. But that's not all he tells them.
The second thing I said is, when you are free, you are a free man. You have had your punishment. You have the right, and we will help you to give you all the opportunities to reintegrate in a positive way.
Bonte gives us an example of how his city supported one returnee committed to being a law-abiding citizen, finding him a job and an apartment by being completely transparent about the situation.
And we informed the employer who was ready to give him a chance after all the information that we have got was transferred to that employer. The same thing on the housing side.
That man is still a success story 2 years later. But there are more IS followers being groomed. Peter Van Ostien, one of the best-known researchers of the Belgian jihad movement, says he sees no decrease in pro-jihad language on social media by those who are radicalizing and recruiting.
How strong is their influence? Well, basically, we'll only know when the next attack happens, I'm afraid.
However, the Belgian government appears a bit more optimistic than Van Ostien. It has reduced the national terror threat level, meaning an attack is no longer considered probable, but rather unlikely. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.